Mishnah says on that line, Chesem Beis, Maisa Shosu Anche Tveria, Vehaviu Silon Shotzoni Lotochamba Shochamin. The Anche Tveria brought a pipe of cold water, and they put it in the Amma Shochamin. They put it by the hot water of Chamei Tveria. Amulem Chachamin, in Beshabbos, Gechamin Shuchim, or Beshabbos, Vasurim Berchitzu Vishtir. If the water passed through the Amma Shochamin, the Shabbos, right, clearly they put the Silon Shalmayim there before Shabbos, but then the water passed through on Shabbos. Chacham said, if it passed through on Shabbos, then even though you put it there, you put it in the, put the pipe in the hot water of the Chametz Tver, you put that in before Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Right? In B'Shabbos, if it passed through on Shabbos, so then it's Kechamin Shuchim or B'Shabbos. What's the din of Chamin, of hot water that was heated on Shabbos? It's also, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Also, B'Chitzo B'Shtir. The B'Yom Tov said the Chachamim, if the Silon Shel Tzonein has water passing through on Yom Tov, Kechamet Shuchim of Yom Tov Asur Berchitzu Mutar B'Shtiyah. So then the water is Mutar B'Rechitzu, it's Mutar B'Shtiyah, but it's also B'Rechitzu. That's what the Mishnah says. The Chachamim basically said that these waters, the Chametz Tveria, if you cook in Chametz Tveria, it's going to be Asur. So if it's B'Shabbos, so then the Chamet Shuchim of B'Shabbos, what is not allowed, either to wash with them, neither to wash, nor to drink, but if they're Huchim B'Yom Tov, then they're Mutar B'Shtiyah, but they're Asur B'Rechitzu. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Pesamid Beis, what kind of Rechitzu are we talking about? Ma'isa Shosu Anche Tveria? My Rechitzu? What kind of Rechitzu is being discussed? The Mishnah is saying that the water is passing through on Yom Tov itself, on Shabbos itself. But the question is, the title of the Mishnah made a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That this water that's passing through on Shabbos and Yom Tov, B'Shabbos it's going to be Aser B'Rechitza, B'Yom Tov it's going to be, B'Shabbos it's going to be Aser even B'Shtiyah, B'Yom Tov is going to be Mutter B'Shtiyah, but it's Aser B'Rechitza. So what's the chilek? What kind of Rechitza are we talking about? Yilema Rechitza's kol gufo. We're talking about washing one's entire body. Clearly from the Mishnah it sounds like water that was Huchamu be'erev Shabbos, if it was warmed up from before Shabbos, then it's mutter to be rochitz kol gufo on Shabbos. Because the Mishnah said, the Chachamim claim that it's osir, because this is like chamin shehuchamu b'Shabbos. If the waters come through on Shabbos, like chamin shehuchamu b'Shabbos, again, the Chachamim hold that told us ha'or is dino ke'or mamish. Right, and that's a deraisa, we said. So there's no difference whether it's Chamei Tveria, whether it's boiling water in the fire directly. It's the same halacha. But it sounds like it's only because it passed through on Shabbos that the rechitz is going to be asur. The Chamei Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos should be mutter. The Hatanya Chamei Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos L'mocha Rochitz Ben Ponav Yada V'Raglav have a local gufa. But the deraisa says deraisa on Daf Mem. Raisan Daf Mem says that if you warm up water, even if it's warmed up in Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to wash pun of Yadav Viraglav, you can wash Miktsas Gufo, but not Kol Gufo. So the Diyuk for the Mish doesn't seem to make sense. It says the Gemara, no, El pun of Yadav Viraglav, really talking about washing Miktsas Gufo. Miktsas Gufo. That's why Dafka, if the water passed through on Shabbos, if it was heated on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do the Rechitza. But if it was the Erev Shabbos, so then you would be allowed. You would be allowed to wash Panav Yada Viraglav. And that's the chiluk. Again? I take that back. If it was Huchamu Be'erev Shabbos, so then Panav Yada Viraglav is going to be permissible. But if it was Huchamu B'Shabbos, right? It was Huchamu B'Shabbos, Chamin Shuchamu Be'erev Shabbos, Mocha Roch is when Panav Yada Viraglav have a local gufa. So the Mishnah said, if it was Huchamu Be'erev Shabbos, so then it's Mutter B'Rechitza. How could it be Mutter B'Rechitza? If we're talking about Rechitza's Kol Gufo, it doesn't make any sense. So we must not be talking about Rechitza's Kol Gufo, we must be talking about Rechitza's Miktsas Gufo. And Rechitza's Miktsas Gufo, if it was Huchamu Be'erev Shabbos, then it's Mutter. It's Mutter to wash Miktsas Gufo B'Shabbos with that water. So says the Gemara, but Ema Seifel. Look at the Seifel about Yom Tov. The Yom Tov, Chamash Huchamu Be'Yom Tov, Asurim B'Rechitza Mutar B'Shtim. The Mishnah continues that Yom Tov is no different in terms of Rechitza. If a Chamin wa Huchem will be Yom Tov, so then it's still Asur B'Rechitza, whatever Rechitza you're talking about. So if we're talking about Rechitza's Panav Yada V'Raglav, if we're talking about Rechitza's Miktsas Gufo, so then why should that be Asur B'Rechitza? Chamin Shuchem will be Yom Tov? I mean, again, Yom Tov. the former leches ochel nefesh is mutter b'yamtiv, so why should that be us? So it sounds like Beishamai. Lema t'nan stamake Beishamai. T'nan Beishamai omrim lo yachim adam chamin l'raglev elem ken ru'im l'shtir. Beishamai hold the takets osir to warm up water on yamtiv for rechitzas raglev, rechitzas mikzas gufa. It sounds like the Mishnah is Beishamai. The Mishnah doesn't distinguish between Shabbos and yamtiv regarding warming up water for rechitzas. It sounds like Beishamai. So how can the, it doesn't make any sense. If the Mishnah is Rechitzas Kol Gufos, then we don't understand the distinction between Shabbos as opposed to Erev Shabbos. And if we're talking about Pan of Yadav Raglav, so then we don't understand Yomtiv. Yomtiv, if we're going to ask the Rechitzas be Yomtiv, even if you warmed up the water, even Rechitzas Mikzas Gufos, that's like Beishamai, it's not Beisila. Amravika Barchananya Lihishtate Bahin Kogufaskina. Really we're talking about Kogufo, but we're talking about Rechitas Kogufo, we're talking about Shtifas Kogufo. What's meant as Shtifa? What does Shtifa mean? Shtifa means rinsing. Rashi later on. And of Kuf Memzai. Kuf Memzai on the base. Lihishtate if Shovchan al Gufo the Lav Derech Rechitze. It's not the same as Rechitza. It's like taking a shower, basically, right? Throwing the water on at one time. Didn't have the fancy shower nozzles that we have, but throwing the water on at the same time as opposed to entering into the water, bathing in the water. Rechitza is bathing in the water. Shtifa is rinsing in the water by throwing the water on at one time. So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah is discussing. It's talking about Shtifas Kol Gufo. And there we can understand, if we're talking about Shtifas Kol Gufo, we can understand the chilah between Erev Shabbos as opposed to Shabbos. We can also explain Yom Tov as well. How so? The High Tanahu, the Tanya, Lo Yishtate Fa Kogufa Bemechamin Bemetzonin Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Shimon Matin, Reb Yehuda Omer Bechamin Osu Betzonin Mutin. Machlokes 3 days in Tanoim. What's the din? Are you allowed to be Mishtate Kogufa Bechamin Ubetzonin B'Shabbos? Now, was this water warmed up Erev Shabbos or warmed up on Shabbos? So as Rashi explains, we're talking about water that was warmed up from before Shabbos. Warmed up on Shabbos. Ma'isa Shabbos. That's what we're not talking about. We're talking about it was warmed up from before Shabbos. Rav Meir says that it's also bein b'chamin bein b'tzonin. You're not allowed to be mishtatef b'chlal. Can't rinse yourself. Even b'tzonin. Rav Shimon says, no, it's mutin. Even b'chamin. Rav Yehuda says, no, there's a chila between chamin as opposed to tzonin. Chamin is also tzonin is mutin. So says the Gemara, the Tan of the Mishnah is whom? Reb Shimon, right? Reb Shimon is matir lehishtatev kogufa b'Shabbos, as long as the chamin wuhuchamu be'erev Shabbos. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. That if the water passes through on Shabbos, that's like chamin shuchamu b'Shabbos. If they're huchamu b'Shabbos, then it's asurin b'rechitza. It's asurin even b'shtifa. But as opposed to if the water passed through the chamin tveria be'erev Shabbos, so then it's mutter, even b'shtifas kol gufa. Rechitzas kol gufa is going to be awesome, but shtifas kol gufa is going to be mutter. So that's the Tan of the Mishnah. And that would explain why be yomtiv, there's no difference. Yomtiv and Shabbos are the same. Right? The heter of rechitza on yomtiv, according to Beis Hillel, that's only mikzas gufa, not kol gufa. So therefore, if the water passes through bein b'shabbos, bein b'yomtiv, rechitzas kol gufa is going to be awesome. Shtifas kol gufa is going to be awesome as well. But if it passes through the water, gets boiled up, Erev Shabbos, so then there's room for distinction between Erev Shabbos as opposed to Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, and then Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter to be mishtatef, even kol gufa with that water, even though it's chamin, because they were warmed up from before Shabbos. And that's the Tan of the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Okay? Now, what kind of machlokas Hanoim is this, where the shtif is mutter, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonein, only b'tzonein, not even b'tzonein, what's going on here? What's the machlokas? So the Rashba explains, the machlokas is how to understand the relationship between shtifa and rechitza. Rechitza's kol gufa, the Gemara said before, rechitza's kol gufa with chamin shuruchamu b'shabbos, that's certainly going to be awesome. How about chamin shuruchamu b'er Shabbos? Is that going to be mutter? Is that going to be awesome? The Gemara says that's also. Rechitzas kol gufa with chamin shuruchamu b'erev Shabbos is also prohibited. Why is that prohibited? There was no malacha that was done. What could be the issur? What's the answer? It's not that the malacha the Raisa was done, but we're concerned about what? Gzeira. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Mem. Right? The Gemara on Daf Mem quotes a Braisa, which talks about Rechitza on Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether you can be Mishtatev and Meziah. At the end of the Braisa, it says like this. Once the Ovri Avera started to become greater in numbers, so then Chazal asked, he asked Rechitza, even if the Chamin Wuhuchem Ube'er Shabbos. They asked even Zeya. My Ovri Avera, says the Gemara, the Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Reb Yishud ben Levi, Mishim bar Kapara, B'tchilo ha'yirochatzim b'chamin shuruchamu me'erev Shabbos. B'tchilo ha'balonim l'hochem b'shabbos ve'omrim, Me'erev Shabbos Huchamu, Asu Esachan. Once the Balanim, once the bathhouse attendants started to warm up the water on Shabbos, and they said that they warmed it up from before Shabbos, and the Chazal said, no, you're not allowed to wash even in water that was warmed up from before Shabbos. Even if we know, because we can't tell the difference, and then the Balanim are going to play games with us. V'hitiru Esazeya, but they allowed people still to go for the Shvitz. Right? The water is very hot, it makes a person sweat, and that's supposed to be healthy for the individual. So Chazal still were matter. They only asked the Rechitza, but they were matter Zay. Adayin ha'yirochetz b'chamin, v'omrim mezian anachlus. Then the problem was people still were rochetz b'chamin, but they were Zay. So Zay is mutter. They said, no, we're only mezian. We're only going for the shvitz. We're not going for the wash. So you see, they're playing games. Asu lahen esazes. And they asked it even Zay. Asked it even going for the shvitz, even going for the sun. Chamei Tveria, they wanted to ask it as well, but that was too much, so then they were matter Chamei Tveria. Okay, so basically what comes out of the Braisa is that once the Balonim started to warm up the water on Shabbos, and they claimed that they were warming up from before Shabbos, they tried to play tricks, so Chazal prohibited using hot water to wash kol gufo, even if it was warmed up from before Shabbos. And they asked it Zeya as well. From the Braisa, it sounds a little bit that there's some distinctions between Yom Tov and Shabbos. If you look at Tosfos, it's clear there's really no chilul between Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's just the Braisa is written in such a way because there's a concern that you wouldn't realize that the halacha is the same. You'd think that if it's the heter of Zeh is only for Yom Tov, not for Shabbos. So the Braisa puts Yom Tov and Shabbos together just so you realize there's one case about Shabbos, one case about Yom Tov, but basically it's the same halacha for both. Yes?
Different pieces are different. How can we say the Mishnah when it said,
that's an excellent question. But the Gemara is answering that because we can't understand how it could talk about Rechitza, it must be to my Shtifa. So even use the Lashon Rechitza, it means Shtifa. Right? That's what's difficult about it. No, it's definitely Ukimta. It's not a Parshat shot in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is backed against the wall, doesn't know what to say. If you have a different answer, we can entertain that. But the Gemara didn't have another answer. That's why sometimes the Gemara gives a dochak answer, because it can't figure out. Sometimes the Gemara says the first part is one tana and the second part is a different tana. We don't like to do that. We like to say the Mishnah is one tana. The Gemara feels backed against the wall, so it says Rechitz in the Mishnah is not Rechitz, it's really Shtifa. So getting back, what are the three days in Tanai? Shtifa is either completely us or completely mutter, or there's a chilul between Chaman and Tzoni. How can we understand these shittas? So the Rashba explains that it's all a function of the connection between Rechitza and Shtifa. How expansive was this Gzeiras Merchatz that Chazal instituted? They definitely applied it to Rechitza's Kogufo. But the question is, did they apply it to Shtifa's Kogufo as well? Should I apply it to Shtifa's Kogufo? Rechitza Luchud and Shtifa Luchud. It says the Rashba like this, Halchei Perusha, the Reb Meir, the also b'mechan b'metzone, mishum de'isla gzeres mechatzos afilu b'tzone. Rabbi Meir says the gzeres mechatzos applies even b'tzone, and even to shtifa. Why even to shtifa? For if you should dakam shal rochatzin lehishtatev b'tzone in achar rechitza. It used to be that they would wash in the boiling water, in the hot water, and then they would pour cold water over themselves. Ouch. They pour cold water over themselves afterwards. I guess they felt that was healthy. Quotes from the Gemara: Rochatz v'mayim v'lo nishtata b'tzonin domo lebarzel shechnisu la'or v'lo hechnisu le'tzonin. You take a piece of metal, you want to be mitzarif the metal, make it good. So you take a piece of metal, put it in the boiling water. Then if you don't put it in the hot, in the cold, it's not a good piece of metal. So that's what you taking a shower in the hot water without the cold water. It's like a piece of metal that you didn't treat properly. I don't know. Not many of us would do this. Okay, but that's what they felt in that in those times, right? So since they used to be mishtatev betzonin after rechitza b'chamin, that's the gzeira. The gzeiras are to the bathhouse attendants. It's all a function of how people acted in the merchatz. So that's the way people would wash themselves in the bathhouse. So then we have to make a gzeira. Rabbi Meir says we make a gzeira even betzonin because they were mishtatev betzonin. So if they're mishtatev betzonin, we have to be goes. Rabbi Yehuda, nami is the gzeres mechatzah, so davka v'chamin avol tzonin lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no, come on. You don't have to go that far. A person doesn't always put cold water on himself after going to the bathhouse. The gzeres mechatzah is on chamin, it's not tzonin, it's adkan. Rabbi Shimon less the gzeres mechatzah is klav v'chamin shuruchan lo merv shamis. Rabbi Shimon is the third sheet that he doesn't hold of the gzeres mechatzah at all. Now, he doesn't mean, I don't think the Rashi means at all. I think he means for what? The shtifa, rechitza, Reb Shimon, I think would probably admit that that's going to be awesome. But he's going to argue with the Brisa on that mem. Just denies the whole thing. I don't think you have to go that far. Reb Shimon could say that the gzeres mechatzos only applies to rechitza, not to shtifa. Applies to rechitza, not to shtifa. And that's the Tana of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, vasurin berechitza the katani avi lo rechitza mamish el hashitu. Right? The word rechitza in the Mishnah is really shtifa, it's not rechitza. Okay, so that's how the Rashba understand these 3 days in Tana. It's a question of the gzeres mechatzos, where did Chazal apply this gzer? Was it applied to rechitza, was it applied to shtifa as well? Okay. So now that we have pshat in the Mishnah, let's try to analyze these different halachas that the Gemara has presented for us. What's the din of rechitza v'shabbos, rechitza v'yomtev, miktsas gufa, kol gufa, what's going on here? So, what's the din of rechitza on yomtev? On yomtev. Rechitza on Shabbos, we said, is going to be us. Right? Rechitza kol gufa is going to be us v'shabbos, even if it was hucham v'erev Shabbos, and rechitza miktsas gufa is going to be permissible. What's the din v'yomtev? There seems it's a machloikis. Machloikis, well, we can understand why there's room to debate. Because we know that certain malachas are takamutar on Yom Tov. Some of the lavates malachas, which are all osir on Shabbos, are permissible on Yom Tov. The question is, how does rechitza play out with the different heterim that we have to do malach on Yom Tov? So that's what the Gemara quotes the Mishnah and Beitz. Mishnah has a machlokas b'shan b'sila, whether it's mutar to mechamem chamin b'Yom Tov, not b'erev Yom Tov. Can you warm up, can you boil up water on Yom Tov to wash your feet, to wash miktsas gufa? Beishamai says that it's osur elam ken ruuyin l'shti and beisila are matirus. Let's try to understand this machlokas beishamai beisila. What is shitas beishamai? From the simple lotion of the Mishnah that the Gemara quotes, it sounds like beishamai hold that as long as the water is roy l'shti, as long as it's drinkable, then one would be allowed to be mechamein los chamein l'raglav, to wash one's feet. Roy l'shtia is mater the chim, mater the bishul. Mater the bishul to have water in order to wash one's feet. That's what you would think, that roy l'shtia is enough. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, ru'uyin l'shtia, demeichem lehu l'shtia. Demeichem lehu l'shtia. He's warming them up. He's boiling the water to drink. Vivoi rochitz behen ponim. If he wants to, he can wash his face, wash his feet. It just means miktsas gufa. Right? The Rashba explains the point here is that it's miktsas gufa as opposed to kol gufa. It's lav dafka raglav, lav dafka ponav, it's anything that's miktsas gufa, it's not his whole body. So Rashi seems to interpret Beishamai differently. It's not that it's roi l'shtia, but rather you're actually mechamim demayim l'shtia. You're warming up the water, boiling up the water on Yom Tov for shtia. So what does it mean that you mechamen lo yachim odam chamen l'raglav elam ken ru'uyin l'shtia? You're not being mechamen for washing. No, so according to Rashi, it seems as though Beishamai is saying one, that one is allowed to warm up water to drink on Yom Tov. That's permissible, right? Malacha for the purpose of ochel nefesh is permissible on Yom Tov. So if you do it for ochel nefesh, then you'd be allowed to use it. Something is left over, you can use it for washing as well. Using it for washing, l'chamchila, Beishamai would say, is asa, but if you warm it up for ochel nefesh, you warm it up for drinking, so then one would be allowed to use the remaining water for washing as well. And this is what Tosfos says. Elim kem ru'uyin l'shtia nira l'ri, dafka sh'mechamim osim l'tzorach shtia. Ha'b'tzorach rechitza afagav de ru'uyin l'shtia asri Beishamai. Tosfos goes even further than Rashi. He doesn't just explain Beis Shammai, but he says beferish that according to Beis Shammai, if it's just royal shtir, that's not enough. Beis Shammai says it actually has to be warmed for shtir. It has to be warmed for drinking. And then you can use leftover water for washing as well. Why? Why does it have to be actually warmed for drinking? So it says Tosfos, the Holes Lahu Mitoch. Beis Shammai denies Mitoch. So if they deny Mitoch, they deny sins. So if they deny sins, so therefore it has to be warm for shtir mamish in order to use it for rechitz as well. What is mitoch? Sins? Mitoch. What does mitoch mean? Well, what is Tosfos saying? So he quotes a Mishnah in Beitzah. What's a Mishnah in Beitzah? We're not going to get to all of these halachas in great detail, but just to understand the sugya, just to understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says as follows: B'shamay Omrim Ein Motziin Loas Akotav Loas Alulav Loas Sefer Torah L'Shusar Adam Beisil Matir. Nachokas B'shamay Beisil, are you allowed to take out into Rishusar Adam on Yom Tov Kotav Alulav Sefer Torah? It's not Ochal Nefesh. You're not going to eat the Sefer Torah. You're not going to eat the Lulav. So what's the heter? Beisil is Matir. B'shamay Asis if Manav Shach. If it's Ochal Nefesh, then even B'shamay should be Matir. And if it's not Ochon Nefesh, Hachem Yisrael will be Matan. So Tani Tana Kamei de Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdi, Mi HaShochet Olas Nedova B'Yam Tov Loke. A Tana learned, someone who brings a korban, Nedova, it's not a Choy V'Sayom, he doesn't have to bring it a Yom Tov, Loke, he gets Malkus Min HaTorah, it's an Issa D'Araisa to do that. Amalais, he said to him, Zamalach Moni, who told you this? Who says it's an Issa D'Araisa? Maybe it's a Gzera D'Rabban, you shouldn't do that, but, you know, an Issa D'Araisa, why should it be an Issa D'Araisa? Amalach money Beis Shammai. Obviously, this statement must be Beis Shammai. The Amri who say Lo Armina Mitoch Shuotro Tzol Letzara Chutchinam Mishlo Letzara. Beis Shammai said, look, to do Malach Ochal Nefesh, that's permissible on Yom Tov. But the question is, let's say you're going to do a Malacha that's not Letzara Ochal Nefesh. Is that permissible as well? So Beis Shammai say Mitoch Shuotro Tzol Letzara. We don't say Chutchinam Mishlo Letzara. The tzarech ochal nefesh, one could do malach on Yom Tov, but shalol tzarech ochal nefesh for any other tzarech it's awesome. So to bring an olas nedava, it's not a tzarech ochal nefesh because it's a carbon ola. You're not going to be eating it, right? To bring a shlomim, you can eat it on Yom Tov, but to bring an ola, you're not going to be eating it on Yom Tov. So what's the ochal nefesh involved? Beis Shammai says taka asim in aftar. They deny mitoch. There's this idea somehow. There's this idea. The Gemara felt. There's this concept called mitoch. Beis Shammai denies mitoch because they deny mitoch. Shechting a carbon ola on Yom Tov is going to be awesome because there's no ochal nefesh involved. And similarly, that's why this gemara is brought over here, right? Beis Shammai who claim that you can't take the cotton or the sefer Torah into Rishis Arabim, the lulav into Rishis Arabim, that's because there's no meleches ochal nefesh, there's no tzarech ochal nefesh, no tzarech ochal nefesh, and it's also du malach on Yom Tov. There's no rule of mitoch. So said Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, your Tana must be Beis Shammai because the Ibe Silul Harmi Mitoch Shuotro Tzol Letzara Chutchinam Yishol Letzara. They still hold is this principle of Mitoch. Not only is there a Heter Ochal Nefesh, the Pasuk in Parashas Bo says what? Ach Asher Yei Ochel Ochal Nefesh Ulevado Yei Ochel Lochem. If it's Yei Ochel Ochal Nefesh, if you can eat it, it's for Ochal Nefesh and it's Mutter to do the Malach on Yom Tov. They still somehow understood that heter ochal nefesh is not just ochal nefesh, but once we permit ochal nefesh on Yom Tov, it's hutra shalol tzarech ochal nefesh as well. I have to understand what kind of a halach is that, but that's what Beis Hillel holds. There's this principle called mitoch, that the heter meleches ochal nefesh extends beyond ochal nefesh. Extends beyond ochal nefesh. So even something that's not ochal nefesh, not for eating and drinking, that's also permissible on Yom Tov. That's also permissible on Yom Tov. Comes Tosfos in our sugya and says, why did Beis Shammai say, why did Beis Shammai claim that, better, why does Tosfos interpret that Beis Shammai must mean it's not just that the water is roi l'shtir, but you actually have to warm the water l'shtir in order to be matir it even to do rechitza? Why must it be that you warmed it even for shtir? It says Tosfos, because Beis Shammai deny mitoch. So they deny mitoch. How can you warm up water only for bathing? It's not ochal nefesh. You're not drinking the water. You're not eating something here. It's a hanas aguf. It's another pleasure. But it's not ochal nefesh. And it's not ochal nefesh. And Beis Shammai denied mitoch. Then it should be prohibited. Comes Tosfos and says, it must be the only way that you will matter you to warm up the water for the feed is if you really are warming up the water for shtir, but some of it's left over. If some of it is left over, so then you're allowed to use it for the rechitza as well. But stam to water just for the rechitza, that would be prohibited. That's what Taisus means when he says that beshamay les lumitoch. And that's why ru'uyin l'shti is lavdaf. It actually has to be warmed with tzorech shtiyah mamish. And Tosis goes further. Tosis says that it's meduyuk like this, like his pshat, like Rashi's pshat in Beis Shammai, that it's not just that it's roy l'shtiyah, but you're mamish, boiling up the water, l'tzorech shtiyah mamish. Where is it meduyuk like that? From the Gemara. The Gemara wants to be medayuk that our Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. What does our Mishnah say? They brought the seal on Shaltzoneh, and they put it in the Chamin of Chamei Tveria. The Chachamim said that if it's put there on Yom Tov, it's Kachamei Tshuchim of Yom Tov, the Asurim, the Rechitzu, Mutarim B'Shtiyah. So the fact that the Chachamim say Mutarim B'Shtiyah clearly sounds like it's Roy L'Shtiyah. It's drinkable water. If it's not Roy L'Shtiyah, why would they say Mutarim B'Shtiyah? It's drinkable water. It's Roy L'Shtiyah. And yet the Chachamim said what? Asurim B'Rechitzu? If you claim Beis Shammai hold that even if the water is just roy l'shtiyah, that's enough to be mater rechitzas ragla rechitzas mikzas gufo, so then the Mishnah is not even Beis Shammai. Mishnah that says asur berechitzah, it's not even Beis Shammai, because the water of the Mishnah clearly is roy l'shtiyah. It's mutarim b'shtiyah, so obviously it's roy l'shtiyah. So if it's roy l'shtiyah, why is it asur berechitzah? Says Tosis, it must be that Roy L'shtiyah is not enough. The water is talking Roy L'shtiyah, but if you warmed it only for Rechitza, then it's going to be Asa. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's Mutta B'shtiyah. You're allowed to warm the water for Shtiyah, but not for Rechitza. Roy L'shtiyah is not enough. It's got to be warmed Mamish, for Shtiyah Mamish. And then if it's left over, so then you'd be allowed to use it for some Rechitzas, for Rechitzas Mikzas Gufo as well. Hey, this is Rashi and Tosis' issue. So, Taka, according to Beis Shammai, what's the chiddush? What if it's roy l'shtiyah? Why does it have to be roy l'shtiyah? But they're matter to be mechame mayim only if it's the tzorech shtiyah mamish. So, why do they use a lashon of roy l'shtiyah? I keep on saying, according to Beis Shammai, you're basically using the water that remains. You warmed it for shtiyah mamish, according to Rashi and Tosis. But you use whatever water remains. You can use that for rechitz as well. Is a modern loshen in Beis Shammai? Why did Beis Shammai say elim ken ruuyin l'shtiyah? Lo yachem adam chamin l'raglav elim ken ruuyin l'shtiyah. Beis Shammai should have said what? Elim ken chimimam l'shtiyah. Right? If you warm it for shtiyah, then you can use it for rechitz as well. But ruuyin l'shtiyah, it's confusing, right? It's misleading. Why do they use a loshen ruuyin? So the Maram suggests, according to Rashi and Tosis, what you have to say is the Chiddush of Beis Shammai is that it's not just that you're allowed to use the remaining water. If you warmed it for drinking, then you can use the remaining water for washing as well. What's the Chiddush of Beis Shammai, according to Rashi and Tosis? What do you think? The Chiddush of Beis Shammai is like what the Reed says. That's the Hemshech of Tosis. That even if you're marve b'shiurim, once you're mechamem the water for shtiyah, once you're boiling up the water for drinking, so then you can even be marve b'shiurim to do rechitza. That's another chiddush of Beis Shammai. Not simply you can use the remaining water to wash, but you can even warm up more than what you need, as long as you're warming it up for shtiyah. If you're warming it up for ochel nefesh, so then you can even be marve b'shiurim. Not just that you can use the leftover water, as you've been explaining to me, but maybe the pshat is like the re. You can even warm up more than Kadesh. The case in the Gemara in Erevin was that the water for the Bris Milah spilled. So the mother was in her first few days after giving birth. She was like a Chol HaSheish B'Sakana, so it would be permissible to warm up water for her. So once you can warm up water for her, we can warm up for the baby also. Yeah, so that's what the Ri says, that Beis Shammai means to be matar, even a Reba B'Shirim over here. As long as you're mechamem the mayim for shtiyah, so then you can be mechamem, you can add a little bit in order to wash miktsas gufa. But, says the Ri, v'davka b'chdei shir l'raglav, av l'tzor kol gufa lo, you can't be matar b'shirim for rechitzas kol gufa, only for miktsas gufa. Since the balonim mechoshe that they be mechamem for rechitza, so you can't be matar b'shirim for rechitzas kol gufa. But if it's only mechitzas mitzvahs duvah, so then you can be married b'shul. That shita's b'shamah, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Yes.
So you can, just to clarify, you can mix two kavanot, like together kavanah for wife and just add more.
Yes, as long as you're washing it, as long as you're mechamen for shtia, according to the Ri, it sounds like, and perhaps according to Rashi as well, it's permissible to be married b'shiurim a little bit more. Right. So that leads to a whole other discussion which we're not going to get to. What's the issur of being married b'shiurim? What's the heter on Yom Tov? Could be there's a special heter for Yom Tov. Not for now. We're not going to get to that in detail. Okay, but that's that could be pshat and beishamah. That's why they say ruin l'shtia. They don't actually say that you have to be mechamin l'shtia. You do have to be mechamin l'shtia. So why do they say ruin l'shtia? Because they want to indicate in a shortened form that you can even be ma'abed b'shir. Okay, this is Rashi and Tosfos. This is all in sharp contrast. Yes, Akiva.
The threshold for the amount that it's usher to cook is the full body, meaning the isser. The amount of water you can heat up is the
shear of the person. You can heat up the water for shtia. You can be marbe b'shiurim even for rechitzas mikzas gufa, but not for rechitzas kol gufa.
That's
the shear of the reason
for shtia. Whether or not you use it for rechitza in the end, let's say. Meaning, it's usher for me to.
I think even to warm up water that's enough to do rechitzas kol gufa, that also would be a problem. Right? That's the shear that the chachamim gave. Once it's that shear, so then they're going to make the gzeir. So the Chiddush HaRan quotes the Yesh Mefarshim who disagrees. The Yesh Mefarshim claims, according to Beis Shammai, Ru'uyim l'shtia mamish. Take the lashon of Beis Shammai. Yesh Mefarshim to Beis Shammai, afilu huchamu l'rechitza. L'chimum, the bishul, was l'tzarech rechitza. Even if huchamu l'rechitza, kevin shein tzlulin ru'uyim l'shtia, os mutu l'rechatz b'hem. Beis Shammai holds, as long as the water is roi l'shtia, you can boil it up, even to be rochets bo kol gufo, even the tzarech rechitza. Beisil matirin afilu einan ruuyin lishtos. And beisil is the flip side, the other extreme, that even if it's not roi lishtos, you can warm it up with tzarech rechitza. Even ruuyin lishtia, Beishami would say it's permissible. You warm it up with tzarech rechitza, Beishami says as long as they're roi lishtos, it's okay. Roi lishtos, what kind of a strange idea is that? Below the here effect around the Beishami less lehu hoel, below mitoch. Beis Shammai denies Hoel and Mitoch. Tosfos mentions Mitoch now. He mentions another word. All the principles on Yom Tov are all these one word Yisodos, right? Hoel. The Ran says Beis Shammai denies Hoel. They deny Mitoch. So how can you say Ru'uyin L'shtia means Ru'uyin Mamish? Shalomai Ru'uyin Muchanin. Ru'uyin doesn't mean that they're Roy. It's only Roy Lishtos. No, Muchanin. Kloma Shehuchanu V'huchamu Metchila Al Da'as Lishtos. They were warmed up with tzarech shtia, not with tzarech rechitza. You can use the leftover, you can be married b'shiurim with tzarech rechitza, but the ikar chimam has to be with tzarech shtia, says the Ran. Like Rashi and Tosfos. So the Ran disagrees with the Yesh HaFarshim, but he holds like Rashi and Tosfos. The question is, what are these Yesh HaFarshim assuming? The Shammai holds that you can warm up water l'chatchila l'tzarech rechitza on Yom Tov as long as it's roi lishtos. Beshamay deny mitoch, and Beshamay denies hoel. Well, what's this hoel that the Ran is referring to? So that's a different gemara. It's not in Beitza, but it's in Psachim. This is the second famous principle when it comes to Yom Tov. Right? Hoel. Itma, the gemara daf mevava mebeitza Psachim. Haofim Yom Tov l'chol, Rav Chista maloka, Rabba Omer ein aloka. Rav Chista says you get malchus for cooking from Yom Tov l'chol. If you cook on Yom Tov, l'tzarech Yom Tov, that's heter gomer. If you cook l'chol, you cook l'tzarech chol. If you figure, since you're off already, right, the person of the woman of the household, the man of the household, they decide, look, they're off anyway, they might as well do the baking for the next week, today. It's Yom Tov, but you have time off. No, Rav Chista says that you're loken. The rabbi says, no, it's not a good thing. We're not going to give you a kibbutz in shul, but right, we're not going to give you a kibbutz for that, but you'll get malchus. Rav Chista Maloka says the Gemara Lo Amin and Hol Mekloy Leorchem Chazile. Rabba Omer Ein Aloka Amin and Hol. The whole Machlokas Amoroyim whether you get Malkus if you're open the Yom Tov L'chol is whether we say Hol. Hol V'in Mekloy Leorchem Chazile. Since if the Orchem would be Mekloy if they gather up, they get braided, right? If they gather up to you, then Chazile it's Roy for them. The Malacha that you're doing is Litzorach a potential Ochel Nefesh if the Orchem were to come. Hashdanami Chazilei. Rabbi says, Minat Torah, it's Chazilei even now. There's a potential for a tzarech ochel nefesh. potential tzarach ochal nefesh is enough to be matam in Torah even now, according to Ram. Rav Chisda denies Hoel, so he says, no, you're loka if you offer me yom tov l'chol. So says the Ran, this yesh mefarshim hold that again, that if you warm up the water, even if it's only roi l'shtia, then you can warm it up with tzarech rechitza mamish. Lechatchila, you're warming it up with tzarech rechitza. As long as it's roi l'shtia, it's fine. The fact that Ran, I don't understand. How can that be? Beshamay denies both mitoch and hoel. Beshamay denies mitoch shehutru l'tzarech v'chinamish l'tzarech, and they also deny hoel v'im akleile orchem chazilei hashtami chazilei. So they deny all of these extensions of the heter ochal nefesh on Yom Tov. How can this be permissible? If it's only roi l'shtia, how can it be permissible? Clearly, what is the Ran assuming? Ran seems to be assuming that the Yesh Mefarshim hold that even if it's only roi l'shtia, Beshamay claim it's mutter. Why? What do the Yesh Mefarshim hold? The hold of Hoel. And it's the second principle. The hold of Hoel. So because they hold of Hoel, the Yesh Mefarshim say that even if it's only roi l'shtos, that's permissible. Look, what does Hoel tell you? It's not a tzarech ochal nefesh mamish. You're not expecting the guest to come, but since there's the potential that the guest will come and it will be a tzarech ochal nefesh, that's enough to be matir. So that's what Beishami is saying, that as long as roi l'shtia, you're not expecting to drink it, you're expecting to wash with this water. But Beishami is saying, as long as it's roi l'shtia, that's enough. Do you see? You see, Beishami holds of Hoel. That's how the Yesh Mefarshim understood Beishami. That if you hold of Hoel, then even if it's only roi l'shtia, that should be sufficient. You can warm the water, let's tzarech rechitza, even if it's only roi l'shtia. And to that, the Ran disagrees and says, no, Beishamai denies mitoch, and Beishamai denies hoel. So Beishamai denying mitoch, that I understand. How do we know Beishamai denying mitoch? That's the Gemara Beitz on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I only gave you the first part of the Gemara. There actually is a different way to understand Beishamai there, but okay, the popular approach is the first approach. So at least according to the first day, in Beitza, Beishamai deny mitoch, so that I can hear. But how do we know Beishamai denies Hoel? Gemara Pesachim doesn't quote Beishamai. How do we know Beishamai denies Hoel? So the Ran doesn't explain. The Ran says that Beishamai denies mitoch, Beishamai denies Hoel. So how can the Yesh Mefarshim say that even if it's only roi l'shtia, Beishamai will say that it's mut? But how do we know they deny Hoel? Maybe Taka Beishamai split. Maybe Beishamai hold of Hoel, even though they deny mitoch. So they say a potential ochel nefesh is enough to be matin. So where did the Ran come off to say that Beishamai deny Hoel? So the Rashba has a slightly different lashon. It could be that that's what the Ran had in mind as well. The Rashba says like this. He holds like the Ran, Rashi and Tosfos, that Beishamai claimed the only time it's mutter to use the water l'tzarech rechitza is if you're actually mechamem the water l'tzarech shtia, not just roi l'shtia. It has to be l'tzarech shtia mamsh. The Od says the Rashba, the Beishamai leslu mitoch shehutru avar l'tzarech l'chinamish l'tzarech. The kol shken the leslu ho, says the Rashba, Beishamai who deny mitoch, kol shken the deny ho'il. So therefore, re'uyin l'shtia is enough. Elahachik hamar elim ken re'uyin l'shtia, re'uyin d'hacha perusha muchonim. Like the Ran, the Rashba says the same as the Ran, re'uyin l'shtia means muchonim, that's what you prepare them for. You prepare it for shtia, so then you can use the leftover water. Or you can be ma'ariv b'shir, but if you're mechanim l'tzorach rechitza avada, you're not going to be able to use it, even if it's roi l'shtia. Comes the Rashba and says, why do I claim that re'uyin l'shtia is not enough according to Beishamai? Because Beishamai denies mitoch. We know that. If they deny mitoch, says the Rashba, we can extrapolate from the sheet about mitoch to what they would hold about holy. The Gemara Pesachim doesn't say what Beishamai should hold about holy. But once we know that Beishamai deny mitoch, then they deny holy as well. That's what the Rashba says. So presumably, that's what the Ran will hold as well. That he understood that the Yesh Mefarshim was saying that Beishamai might deny mitoch, but who says they deny Hoel? So if they agree to Hoel, then Re'uyin L'shtia should be enough. If a potential ochel nefesh is enough to be matir melach on Yom Tov, so then Re'uyin L'shtia should be sufficient. Comes the Ran, comes the Rashba, and says no. If we know Beishamai denies mitoch, they should deny Hoel as well. Potential is not enough. We need actual. So if they deny mitoch, then they should deny Hoel as well. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is whether Beishamai hold of Hoel. We know that they deny mitoch, but the question is, do they hold of Hoel or not? So there was a hand up. Hi.
I'm just a little confused. Why do we say that Hoel is more common than mitoch?
Let me get to it. Excellent question. Moshe Aaron, that's your question. Good. First, we have to have the mechanism to try to understand Meshami, and then we'll work with the Siva. That seems to be how the Rashba and the Rana learn it. The Yeshua Farshim understood Meshami splits between Mitoch and Hoel, and they disagree. Why do they disagree? Because they say Misvara doesn't make any sense. Misvara, if Meshami denies Mitoch, they have to deny Hoel too. They go B'chad HaMachta. They have to go together. Yeah. Kivega has this too. He quotes from the Rashba to try to say Pshat and Taisvis. He says in the Gilyan Ashas on that Taisvis, Ella. Man de lesle mitoch lesle hoel. That's understood in the Rashba. That's how Taisvis was learning. Ra'isi barashba shahosif man de lesle mitoch lesle hoel. And that's why Beishameh must be assuming that you're mechameh l'shtiyah mamish. Not that it's roi l'shtiyah, but it's more than that. More than that. So the question is why? Kivega has a shaila on this idea from the Gemara Pesachim. We're not learning Pesachim over here. But the simpler question is just the svara. What's the svara? That's Chaim's kasha, right? What's the svara? What's the svara to say that there's a kol shkein, and if Beishameh denies mitzvah, the stomach will deny whole as well? Yeah, such a good kasha that the Yeshiva Rishon disagree. Yeshiva Rishon says, Vushtet, if it doesn't tell you in the Gemara that Beishameh denies whole, why should I say they deny whole? They deny mitoch, ad kan v'sulo midi. All the Rishonim seem to be saying, Kivege b'das taisus, the Rashba, the Rana, they all seem to be saying it's like some kind of a tzushtel, right? There's a connection. If you deny mitoch, kol shkein you'll deny whole. Not that also you'll deny, it's kol shkein that you'll deny whole. What kind of a kol shkein is this? What's the siva? So the answer probably is that we have to better understand what's the nature of the din of mitoch. We understand what the heter of mitoch is, such a strange idea. If we understand the nature of the heter of mitoch, maybe we can figure out what the chiddush of halal is. Or we can try to figure out which is the bigger chiddush. Is mitoch the bigger chiddush, or is halal the bigger chiddush? And that might help us explain the machlokes v'yeshiv varshim of the other rishon. What is mitoch based on? We know the pasuk says that ochel nefesh is mutar miyotif. Ach asher yeyochel echol nefesh, hu levado yeyoseh lochem. Something that's ochel nefesh, that's permissible. So where did Beis Hillel come off to say that no, more than ochel nefesh, even shalolat sarach ochel nefesh, that's also permissible? How can that be? So there are different ways that the Achronim explain. There are some Achronim that want to explain that the rule of mitoch appointed Beis Hillel means the following: that once the Torah is matir ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, any malacha that could be used with sarach ochel nefesh, that was never included within the Yisra malacha on Yom Tov. On Shabbos we have lamites malachas that are aser. On Yom Tov we have fewer than lamites malachas. Bishul is not included. Havara is not included. Maybe even Hotzah is not included. And that's the case in the Gemara and Beitzah. Any malacha that can be used for ochel nefesh purposes, Beis Hillel claims, what does that mean? The Gzeres HaKosev is telling us that these malachas are not included in the Issa malacha to begin with. There's no Issa to begin with. So if these malachas are never included in the Issa malacha to begin with, so then we understand even shalom l'tzarech ochel nefesh is permissible. It's not that ochel nefesh is the matir. It's that ochel nefesh is the simen. It's the simen for the type of malacha that was never included in the Yisra in the first place. Let's want to look at mitoch. Mitoch is telling me that malacha on Yom Tov is different than malacha on Shabbos. There aren't lamites malachas that are aser on a daraisa level on Yom Tov. If it can be used for ochel nefesh, azam malacha, such a malacha is never aser in the first place. That's one way to look at mitoch. The other way to look at mitoch is that it's not that any malachas ochel nefesh, any malacha that's roi for ochel nefesh is never included. No, all the malachas are included in the Issa malacha, even on Yom Tov. But the tzorach ochel nefesh is matir. Tzorach ochel nefesh is matir. So if tzorach ochel nefesh is matir, then we're back to the drawing board. If you have ochel nefesh, that should be matir. If you don't have ochel nefesh, then there's no heter. So if there's no heter, how can we do the malacha on Yom Tov? So the answer might be the following: that even if the tzorach ochel nefesh is matir, the rule of mitoch, they still understood that mitoch is telling me that ochel nefesh is not the only matir on Yom Tov. Any tzorach hayom, malacha for a tzorach hayom of Yom Tov, that's matir, doing malacha on Yom Tov. Ochel nefesh is an example of a tzorach hayom, but if you have another tzorach hayom, that also will be matir malacha on Yom Tov. And that's what mitoch means. Mitoch shehutra l'tzorach ochel nefesh, shehutra nami shelo l'tzorach. even if it's not for ochel nefesh, it can still be permissible. But what does it have to be? It has to be letzarech hayom k'tas. It has to be a little bit of a tzarech. If Yom Mitoch tells me that any malacha that could be used for ochel nefesh was never included in the iser, then even shalom letzarech hayom at all, shalom letzarech klal, as the mefarshim say. Without getting involved in the complications, Tosis and Beis and Daf Yud-Beis quotes a perish of Rashi in that sugya. A complicated perish with Avonim and Muktzim trying to figure out what the Pshat in the sugya is. The Tosis basically says that according to Rashi, even Shalom Letzarech Klal, it's mutter to do Malacha on Yom Tov. Any Malacha that's roi to be used for Tzarech Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, even Shalom Letzarech Klal, at least on a Daraisa level. With the Rabbanon, perhaps it might still be awesome. In Atari, though, it's mutter. How can it be mutter? It's not ochel nefesh. It's not a tzarech hayom b'chlal. How can it be mutter? The answer is that malacha was never included. That malacha was never included in the iser at the beginning. Comes Tosis and says, I don't think that's what mitoch means. Mitoch means it has to be a tzarech hayom k'tas. It has to be for the purpose of the day, at least a little bit. It's not for the purpose of the day. There's no heter b'chlal. What kind of a heter can there be? It has to be at least a tzarech hayom k'tas. Why? Why does it have to be a tzarech hayom k'tas? I thought Beis Hillel says mitoch shuach l'tzarech chenami shalot tzarech. As Tais says, no, that means Huchanami Shalol Tzarech, Shalol Letzarech Ochel Nefesh, but it has to be Letzarech Hayom. It's not Letzarech Hayom, there's no heter. Because the matir of Malach on Yom Tov is a Tzarech Hayom, Ochel Nefesh, other Tzarech Hayom, but it's got to be a Tzarech Hayom to be Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says, even Hotzah, not for Ochel Nefesh, that's also a Tzarech Hayom. So if it's a Tzarech Hayom to take the child out, to take the Sefer Torah out, to take a lulav, to be Yotze the Mitzvah, to take a lulav stam after you have been Yotze the Mitzvah, is that permissible? According to Tosis, no, it's not a Tzarech Hayom, so what's the heter? But if it's a Tzarech Hayom, then it is permissible. So if we learn the second pshat, if we learn that really it's a Tzarech Hayom that's Matan Melacha, it's not that Melecha Sochel Nefesh was never included in the Yisra in the first place. So that's it. You get carte blanche. It's like jumping up and down. It's nothing. It's not malacha. No, it is malacha, but the tzarech hayom is permissible. So the only way that mitoch is mutter is if it's at least a tzarech hayom k'tzas. So then perhaps there's room to say that hoel is a bigger chiddush than mitoch. What does hoel say? Hoel says that even if I don't have a tzarech hayom b'chlav, I'm not expecting guests. But there's the potential that guests might come. But I'm not expecting them. So even if I don't have a tzarech hayom, I can do malach on yom tov. What kind of a heter is that? I can do malach on yom tov even if I'm not expecting guests. What is the potential that guests are going to come? Potential shmenshel. Does it really matter that there's potential? Why should potential matter? If it's not a tzarech hayom for me, so what's the heter? So hoel is a bigger chiddush. Hoel is saying that if there's a potential tzarech hayom, that's enough. That's a big chiddush. So we can understand what the Rashba, what Tosfos might say, what the Ran says, that if Beis Shammai deny mitoch, right? If they deny mitoch, if they say that tzarech hayom is not enough, tzarech hayom k'tzas is not enough, you need what? Ochel nefesh to be matir melach on yom tov. If you need ochel nefesh, then certainly they would say potential ochel nefesh. What's that going to do for me? It's not a tzarech hayom for me because I'm not expecting guests. So if I'm not expecting guests, how can hoel be matir for me? So if Beis Shammai deny mitoch, is up to Rashba, they must deny hoel as well. Because hoel is only potential tzarech hayom. Potential tzarech hayom is not going to be enough according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds you need mamish tzarech hayom. You need mamish tzarech ochel nefesh, not just tzarech hayom. So potential is definitely not going to be enough. That's how the Rashba understood. And that's why the Rashba felt ru'uyin l'shtiyah lav davka. It means muchonim l'shtiyah. You have to be mechamem v'mayim l'shtiyah mamish. Then you could use the Mitzarech Lechitz as well. What is the Yesh Mefarshim going to counter? How do they counter this Svar of the Rashba? What do you think? What's the relationship between Mitoch and Hoel according to the Yesh Mefarshim? Formulate it for me. Go ahead. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, you have to say that Mitoch and Hoel are not so... Right, Hoel is not the bigger chiddush. Which is the bigger chiddush? Mitoch is the bigger chiddush. Beis Shammai could deny Mitoch, but they'll say Hoel is better than Mitoch. Even if you deny Mitoch, Hoel will still work. Why? Can you think of why? I think the answer is that the Yesh Mefarshim felt that Hoel is stronger than Mitoch. It's better. Meaning Mitoch is the bigger chiddush. Why is it bigger chiddush? Because there's in one respect, Hoel is better. Hoel might be invoking a potential tzarech hayom, but the potential tzarech hayom is what? Ochel nefesh. Mitoch is saying that even if it's not ochel nefesh, even if it's just another kind of tzarech hayom, that's sufficient. So maybe that's what the Yeshiv Varshim hold. You need ochel nefesh. Mitoch is not ochel nefesh. Mitoch is saying that even if it's not a tzarech ochel nefesh, it's still permissible as long as it's a tzarech hayom. Tzas. Say the Yeshiv Varshim, I think that Beishamai can deny Mitoch, but they're not going to deny Hoel. The Rashba says if they deny Mitoch, Kol Shkein, they're going to deny Hoel, because Hoel is a bigger Chiddush. Hoel is saying potential Tzrochim are enough. Potential Tzorach, how can you say potential Tzorach? Come the Yeshiv Varshim, they say, yeah, it might be potential Tzorach, but it's a Tzorach Ochel Nefesh that we're talking about over here. Mitoch is Matir even more, it's Matir other types of Tzrochim, other Tzorach Hayom. That, I think, is a bigger Chiddush. So maybe Bishamai will deny Tov, but they're not going to deny Hoel. If they don't deny Hoel, then we can understand. Bishamai kipshutam. The Lashon of Bishamai is that even if it's only Roy L'shtia, that's sufficient. You can be Mechamai, Mayim, L'tzorech, L'chitza outright, as long as it's Roy L'shtia. As long as it's Roy L'shtia, so then you have the Hoel, you have the potential Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, so then it'll be permissible to warm the water, even if you're only warming it for washing. Okay, so I think that could be the Machlokes Rishonim. Which is better? Do you say that Hoel is the bigger Chiddush over Mitoch? Or do you say, no, Faken, Mitoch is the bigger Chiddush over Hoel? Because there are different ways, there's a strength to each one. One is Ochel Nefesh, the other is actual Tzorech Hayom. So the question is, which is the bigger Chiddush and which is the less Chiddush? What do Beis Hillel say about all this? How do they respond? How do Beis Hillel respond? Zillel says, "Beisul matir lo yachem adam b'shami yamim lo yachem adam chama l'ragla v'elam kem v'ri l'shtir beisul matir." So why does Beis Hillel permit warming up the water l'tzorech rechitza? Rechitza is ragla. What's the heter kohen Beis Hillel? What do you think? What's the poshup shot? Come on, b'shami didn't know I mitoch, and Beis Hillel hold the mitoch. Just say mitoch. As long as it's roy l'shtir, it's enough. Or maybe even if it's not really shtir, get back. Even not really shtir. Tzorech hayom k'tzas is matir. Even if it's not ochel nefesh, it's still mutter. Still mutter. That's what the Ritva says. Ritva learns beisul kipshuta. Time of the beisul is zok the Ritva mechidush machadoshim. Time of the beisul the svir lo damina mitok shuot shavar l'tzorech ochel nefesh shuot shishlo tzorech ochel nefesh. Kishiyesh ba'anoas ha'guf b'dover ha'shav l'chol nefesh. Good. Ha'anoas ha'guf, dover ha'shav l'chol nefesh, then it's permissible. But still hold a mitoch. That's how the Ritva learns. That's the Pashup Pshat. The Rashba has a modern Pshat here in Beisil. Very, at first glance, very strange Pshat. What is Beisham? What does the Rashba say? Ikul ha'medek d'havadah midashar Beisil l'hochem l'raglav. Nizbar Savid Anas Aguf Hareu Ka'ochel Nefesh. Anas Aguf Hareu Ka'ochel Nefesh, Ubichlal Asher Yeochel Echel Nefesh. The Rashba learns that Beis Hillel holds that Anas Aguf is Bichlal Asher Yeochel Echel Nefesh. It's included within Ochel Nefesh. Anas Aguf is included within Ochel Nefesh. It's not the Ritva. The Rashba seems to learn a different Shana Beis Hillel. Not that Beis Hillel hold mitoch, but rather hanoas haguf, warming water to wash one's feet, that's called ochel nefesh. Why does the Rashba learn like that? It's a little bit difficult, especially because the Rashba was so impressed, right? The Rashba was so convinced that Beis Shammai less lo mitoch. The basis of Beis Shammai is that they deny mitoch. So he had it right in front of him on the silver platter. Just say that Beis Hillel hold of mitoch, and that would explain Shitas Beis Hillel. So the answer might be that the Rashba understood that that's really what Mitoch is telling me. See, we had two approaches. What does Mitoch say? Mitoch say that Melechas Ochel Nefesh is not included in the Issa Melecha to begin with. Because Mitoch tell me that any Tzorech Hayom is permissible. Even Hanas Agov that's not Ochel Nefesh, that's also permissible. That's a Tzorech that's going to be Matir the Issa Melecha. The Rashba is learning that Mitoch expands the din of Ochel Nefesh. It's like a third approach, if you will. Expands the din of Ochel Nefesh. to include hanah saguf as well. Any hanah saguf on Yom Tov, that is ochel nefesh. That's what Mitoch is telling you. It's not that he's saying b'shamay d'noy mitoch b'silah. Forget about mitoch for a moment. No, b'silah says hanah saguf is part of ochel nefesh. No, what the Rashi is saying is that of course machlokas b'shamay b'silah over here is whether we hold a mitoch or we don't hold a mitoch. If he formulate that, he says Basil, I'm not there because they hold Hanah Saguf is included within Ochel Nefesh. Meaning Basil has to explain where did Mitoch come from. If the Pasuk only says that Ochel Nefesh is permissible on Yom Tov, so how is Hanah Saguf Mutter? The answer is Basil must have understood Hanah Saguf is included within Ochel Nefesh. So that's what Mitoch means. Mitoch means not just that Stam Tzorach Hayom Ktas is going to be Matir. The Pasuk doesn't say Tzorach Hayom Ktas, it just says Ochel Nefesh. It says the Rashba, it must be that Hanas Agof is part of Ochel Nefesh. It's an expansion of Ochel Nefesh. If it's part of Ochel Nefesh, then we can understand that Basil will say that even at Tzorach Hayom, even Hanas Agof, it's not that Tzorach Hayom Ktas is Matir, it's that Hanas Agof is part of Ochel Nefesh. So if Ochel Nefesh is Matir, Hanas Agof is going to be Matir Malach on Yom Tov as well. And that's why it's going to be permissible to warm up the water. You're warming up the water, not for shtir, you're warming up the water to wash. But if that's a hanah saguf, that's part of ochel nefesh, and once it's part of ochel nefesh, that's what it means that mitoch shehutru l'tzorach hutchinami shalom l'tzorach. Okay, let's stop here. Let me just add a brief idea from the Pasuk.